Skipper's munching the old dirt sandwich these days. But one thing I have learned in my 19 years on this planet Earth is don't relax. There are skippers everywhere. Ditto, no more pulling pizza patrol on rainy nights, driving my old Ford with a band muffler, freezing my ass off with the driver's side window down and a little Italian flag sticking out on a wire, like somebody in Harkerville was going to salute. Pizza aroma. Quarter tips from people who don't even see you because most of their mind's still on the TV football game. Driving for Pizza Roma was the lowest point, I think. Since then, I've even had a ride in a private jet, so how could things be bad? This is what comes of leaving school without a diploma, Ma would say during my delivery Dan stint. And you've got this to look forward to for the rest of your life. Good old Ma. On and on until I actually thought about writing her one of those special letters. As I say, that was the low point. You know what Mr. Sharpton told me that night in his car? It's not just a job, Dink. It's a goddamn adventure. And he was right. Whatever he might have been wrong about, he was right about that. I suppose you're wondering about the salary of this famous job. Well, I gotta tell you, there's not much money in it. Might as well get that right up front. But a job isn't just about money or getting ahead. That's what Mr. Sharpton told me. Mr. Sharpton said that a real job is about the fringe benefits. He said that's where the power is. Mr. Sharpton. I only saw him that once, sitting behind the wheel of his big old Mercedes-Benz, but sometimes once is enough. Take that any way you want. Any old way at all. 2. I've got a house, okay? My very own house. That's fringe benefit number one. I call Ma sometimes, ask her how her bad leg is, shoot the shit. But I've never invited her over here, although Harkerville is only 70 or so miles away, and I know she's practically busting a gut with curiosity. I don't even have to go see her unless I want to. Mostly I don't want to. If you knew my mother, you wouldn't want to either. Sit there in that living room with her while she talks about all her relatives and whines about her puffy leg. Also, I never noticed how much the house smelled of cat shit until I got out of it. I'm never going to have a pet. Pets bite the big one. Mostly I just stay here. It's only got one bedroom, but it's still an excellent house. Eventual, as Pug used to say. He was the one guy at the Super Saver I liked. When he wanted to say something was really good, Pug'd never say it was awesome like most people do. He'd say it was eventual. How funny is that? The old Pugmeister. I wonder how he's doing. Okay, I suppose. But I can't call him and make sure. I can call my ma and I have an emergency number if anything ever goes wrong, or if I think somebody's getting nosy about what's not their business. But I can't buzz any of my old friends. As if any of them besides Pug gave shit one about Dinky Earnshaw. Mr. Sharpton's rules. But never mind that. Let's go back to my house here in Columbia City. How many 19-year-old high school dropouts do you know who have their own houses? Plus a new car? Only a Honda, true, but the first three numbers on the odometer are still zeros, and that's the important part. It has a CD tape player, and I don't slide in behind the wheel wondering if the goddamn thing will start, like I always did with the Ford, which Skipper used to make fun of. The asshole mobile, he'd call it. Why are there so many skippers in the world? That's what I really wonder about. I do get some money, by the way, more than enough to meet my needs. Check this out. I watch as the world turns every day while I'm eating my lunch. And on Thursdays, about halfway through the show, I hear the clack of the mail slot. I don't do anything then. I'm not supposed to. Like Mr. Sharpton said, them's the rules, Dink. I just watch the rest of my show. The exciting stuff on the soaps always happens around the weekends. Murders on Fridays, fucking on Mondays. But I watch right to the end every day just the same. I'm especially careful to stay in the living room until the end on Thursdays. On Thursdays, I don't even go out to the kitchen for another glass of milk. When world is over, I turn off the TV for a while,